Lance Mackey, it's the 2013 Iditarod. And you're coming off a Yukon Quest scratch, obviously very unfortunate. Talk about what this means for the Iditarod coming off of that.
Well, it's never easy. That was the toughest decision that I've ever made in my life. You know, I felt I let a lot of people down. I have a dog team that I feel is as good or better than the sports scene in a long time, and it's unfortunate, like you said. But I have another nice group of youngsters. You know, this is another race, and I have to put that behind me. I can't dwell on it, but it's. You know, for myself in the last few years and for most of my life, it seems like I've been getting knocked down, just like a lot of people. And I keep getting back up, you know, and that is part of the reason we call ourselves Comeback Kennel. But it's getting harder to stand up every time. And, again, this was a body blow to me like no other. I came off of two disastrous Iditarods. Disastrous to me coming off of four wins. To think I had it all figured out and what was going wrong in those last couple of years, thinking I had fixed all those things, had a positive attitude and everything going into this year. And I start the season with a win and in a new race down in Tok. Everything was just clicking in mid-stride. I've mentioned this to numerous people, and I don't know how something so good went so bad so fast. And that, to me, is something that I just can't wrap my head around yet. I can't process it. I can't get a real, clear thought on what's going on, what the contributions were, for me coming into this race, and I hate to be a sour attitude kind of guy, because I'm not, but I'm not really excited about this one like I have been in the past. You know, I'm taking basically the JV squad all of a sudden. Not that they're not capable of doing great things, and I've done great things against teams that were much better than mine in the past. And on that, I have to just laugh because, there's a comment made to me, the only way I'm going to beat Jeff King this year is in an airplane. And I started laughing. I'm like, well, I've heard that kind of stuff before, and it played out in my favor. So I'm not going to be, I'm not going to be dragging butt, basically, but I am going to be realistic, and I'm going to race, no doubt about it, but... We'll see how it turns out.
Now, talk a little bit. Let's backtrack a little bit and talk about what happened. So the Yukon Quest, your dogs got sick. We know that.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, the short of it, basically, there was a few things that contributed to that team. But the short version is they've been all year given too much vitamin supplements, iron particularly, and I had some issues last year with iron deficiency in some dogs, so I just assumed that all the dogs need a little more iron this year, and we would kind of pour it to them. It's a real easy supplement. It's called Red Cell. It's made for horses, basically. Apparently, too much of it shuts down their appetite is the first sign, and that was a sign that I had a long time ago, and I didn't know what was going on. I just thought I was going through a little slump. And, of course, when they don't eat, other things come from that. And they still have to run and be trained. And when they're not eating adequately, injuries occur. Dehydration, which causes some other issues, pneumonias, myopathies, just a string of things. Stupid stuff that comes out when you're racing that you don't see at home and in training. I mean, how come we don't see these things during our training? How come it has to come out during racing? I don't understand that part of it. So, again, I've been a little bit frustrated, and I've been, I'm really looking forward to a 9-day race, camping in the middle of nowhere. I'm not going to stay in many checkpoints, and just clear my head, go have some fun with my dogs, and try to have fun this year.
Great.
Because I really haven't in the last couple of years.
So that was going to be my next question. So what is your goal going to be for this year's race?
I'm going to definitely be part of the race, but my ultimate goal is to have fun. Number two, I have a documentary film crew following me, and that to me is an honor. I'm going to make sure they get what they're after. So, I want to go win a new Dodge truck, no doubt about it. I'd love to see Rod out again. I need a new truck. Mine's kind of old now. I'm just going to go have fun and run some dogs and get to know them as fast as I can, see my friends along the way, and The outcome remains to be seen.
Well, you definitely are an inspiration to many people, no matter what, you know, no matter what place you get in Nome, when you do cross the finish line. And that's got to mean a lot to you, to know that you do inspire other many people.
Absolutely. I hear that quite often, and it still just is overwhelming a lot of times. And I appreciate those comments and the compliments and the things that come along. This to me now is another trip to go see friends that I see once a year. You know, I have a lot of friends across the state, and I look forward to getting to see these folks. And, you know, again, my game plan this year is a little different than it's been in the past, and I'm going to try and take my 24 in an uncommon place, because I don't really get to see some of these people. And, you know, when I go through there, it's only sign in, sign out. And so I guess if you was to look back in the records and see where I've 24'd in the past, you'd probably figure out what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. All right. Anything else you'd like to talk about? Anything else you'd like to bring up that we didn't quite get to?
Well, nothing particular, but I always like to thank my fans and the people that support this particular event, and little, you know, the sponsors of the race. Yeah, I guess that's about it. Just a thank you to all the people that are around following what we're doing and staying up all night on their computers.
Mm-hmm. Well, this race wouldn't be Iditarod, I think, without Lance Mackey, the modern times of the race and the race as it is today. So it's great. It's great to have you here. It's great to see you, and it'll be fun to see you along the trail.
Thank you. Glad to be here again. I'll get there as fast as I can. I promise.
Lance Mackey in Anchorage, and reporting in Anchorage for Iditarod 41, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.